This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. Well, our guest this week will strongly endorse the option of planting landscape trees here in the fall. Jason Griffin is with us. Jason is based at the John C. Pear Horticulture Center just outside of Wichita. He's an ornamental horticulturist for the university. And Jason, we really don't have to prompt you all that much for reasons why the fall is an excellent time to put in a new landscape tree.
Yes, it is. And thanks again for having me, Eric. Appreciate that. Probably the main reason for planting in fall is to get roots on that new tree that you've planted, to produce roots. And roots grow in two primary seasons. They grow in the spring and they grow in the fall. So if you plant now, if you plant this fall, your tree, newly planted tree, gets one season of root growth, goes dormant, gets another season of root growth before Kansas unleashes its summer on it. So two seasons of root growth before it hits heat and drought. And that's really a big thing for new trees, is to get that root growth on them.
Selecting the right material, not only species, but cultivars suitable for our growing conditions in Kansas. One has to pay particular attention to that, don't they?
Yes, they do. It is that time of year. The catalogs are coming in those glossy, beautiful pictures. But it's really important to know what you're getting and whether or not it's adapted to Kansas or even your part of Kansas. Fortunately, K-State Research and Extension has lots of information out there for you. Just look up our recommended plant list and you can find them out there. And every year, it's a big deal. Nurseries race to put out the latest, greatest, newest cultivars. Sometimes they're good. Sometimes they're no better than the standard. Again, check with your local research extension expert and see if it makes sense.
Or go online to the horticulture website out of K-State. You can tap into all of that. Now, technique, as far as making this tree planting succeed, and so much of it is in the site preparation, isn't it?
It is site preparation. You know, one of the things we really need to do, we're focusing on that root growth. So we recommend digging a nice wide hole, backfilling with loose soil, not digging a deep hole. Those roots want to grow wide, not deep. Forget about that old picture in your head of the root system looking like a mirror image of the top. It is not. That tree sitting on top of a pancake for a root system, it's wide, wide, wide. And we want to make sure those roots can grow wide. So nice wide hole with some good soil in it. If you're working in a new home construction or a new site, that construction soil is one of the worst things you can try and plant in. So get your soil tested if you need to, but make sure those roots are trying to grow into a nice, loose, fertile soil.
All right, then. What about handling that new tree as one's putting it in? Any special considerations there, Jason?
Well, there's a couple different ways you're going to get that tree from your nursery. You can get it as bald and burlap, so that is going to be a larger tree usually, and it's going to have a ball of soil wrapped in burlap, and they are heavy. There's no way around it. They are heavy.
Prepare accordingly.
Yeah, that's right. Give your neighbor's kid a few bucks to help you get it out of the back of your truck so you don't hurt yourself.
Right.
You dig that hole wide and just be gentle. You don't want to break the root ball. You don't want to drop it. You don't want to do anything to fracture that root ball. Or you can get your trees in a container, which are much lighter. It's usually a smaller tree, but it doesn't have any soil per se. It's usually pine bark and peat moss that's in there, but much easier to handle. Yeah.
So you obtain the tree, you place it upright in that hole, then you backfill with soil. And lastly, mulching that newly planted tree, is that an essential here?
It absolutely is. Yeah, put a 2 to 3 inch layer of mulch right around that tree. Cover the root system. That's your goal. Just sort of like an insulation blanket over the root system, helping retain moisture, helping with the organic matter, helps alleviate temperature fluctuations. Does a lot of good things for the tree. So 2 to 3 inches thick over the root system, but not against the trunk of the tree.
As always, Jason, thanks for the input. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me.
K-State ornamental horticulturist Jason Griffin with some tips on fall landscape tree planting on this Plantarama, produced by K-State Research and Extension over this, the K-State Radio Network.